The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Wednesday morning as we get ever closer to our Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial kickoff to summer. A lot of people have planned summer vacations. A lot of people are saying, oh my gosh, it's Memorial Day already. I forgot to plan a summer vacation, but I want to go somewhere. Joining us right now is Emily Kaufman. She's better known as the Travel Mom, to help share some inside information on how we can maximize our travel dollars and make the best plans this summer. Emily, good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's good to be with you.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. What are some of the trends you see around summer travel?
We are seeing a return to travel with a vengeance. You know, people took the last couple years off throughout the pandemic, and they're ready to get back out there and go in and go all in. It's interesting. Forbes conducted a survey, and 87% of the people who responded said they plan to travel at least as much as they did last year, and about 50% of them say that they want to travel even more. And what that means is we're seeing skyrocketing airline prices because it's all about supply and demand. There's only a certain number of seats that they can sell. And a great option so you can continue to travel and get the most bang for your buck will be road trips.
Is it too late to plan a good, affordable summer vacation? I think a lot of people get to Memorial Day and say, well, better luck next year. We're just not going to bother. But there are still some options, aren't there?
Oh, there sure are still some options. I mean, those peak times like 4th of July weekend and this weekend, those are going to be the most challenging, but it's not impossible. And one of the tips that I share as the Travel Mom is to join hotel loyalty programs, especially those that have partnerships with credit card companies. Here's a great example. Choice Hotels has 22 different brands. They've got some upscale that are Ascend and Cambria, some mid-tier, also Quality Inn and Comfort Inn. And they have a program called Choice Privileges, as well as the Choice Privileges MasterCard that allow you to accrue points for your everyday purchases, things like gas or groceries, that you can use towards free hotel stays. So loyalty programs, definitely a number one priority as far as savings go.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at those points. That can make a big difference. What are some things to look for a hotel stay if you're looking to book a hotel?
Well, particularly when you're traveling with a family, the amenities matter. A complimentary breakfast is so helpful. You can spend so much money on breakfast each day for a family of four when you're traveling, and those complimentary breakfasts at hotels really are a big saving. Also, look for places that are in close proximity to where you want to be visiting, as well as places with pools. Remember, we overschedule, we overplan, we overgo. Build some time in to just relax, hang out, do nothing, because that's when some of your best vacation memories are made.
Yeah, that's a great point. If you overbook, you end up remembering, oh my gosh, it was an exhausting vacation and we were all sniping at each other and nobody had fun. But yeah, it's those quiet times that really make the memories, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, like you just said, that you end up bickering with one another. Something else I want to remind people, when it comes to road trips, parents get this big idea that they're going to load the kids in the car in their pajamas while they're still sleeping, and they're going to somehow stay asleep until you get to your destination.
Right.
That never happens. Once you're up, you're up. Mom and dad start bickering because they're tired, and that's when accidents happen. Build that travel experience into your road trip. There are more than 4,000 Choice Hotels within 1 mile of the interstate. Stop, get a good night of sleep, enjoy a pool area. You know, I'm from Toledo, Ohio originally, so I'm from your area.
Yeah.
And I remember those trips to Cedar Point.
Sure.
When I was a kid, or we'd go to Ann Arbor as a kid. There are so many terrific road trip destinations right there where you are.
Absolutely. A lot of options as we get into the summer months. Where can we get more information about what we've been talking about here this morning?
Well, I have social media at The Travel Mom on Facebook and Instagram where I share tips, pointers, and give trips away. And to learn more about getting the credit card I talked about, choicehotels.com/creditcard.
All right, Emily. Thanks a lot. Have a great summer.
Thanks. Happy travels.
All right.